WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood anti-anxiety stoic. Buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into something that feels especially relevant right now. How to stay positive during those moments when life throws a curveball, or maybe even a hall strike zone of M. Ever feel like the world's got its own personal rain cloud following you around? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong, and that inner voice starts whispering doubts louder than your favorite power ballad? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Staying positive during tough times isn't about pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about choosing a different perspective, finding resilience in the storm, and ultimately, strengthening ourselves in the process. So how do we actually do that? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that might just blow your mind in a good way, of course. Number 1. Embrace gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, when things get rough, it's easy to focus on what we're lacking. Instead, try shifting gears and acknowledging the good stuff in your life. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or even just that feeling of sunshine on your face. Gratitude acts like a little mental shield, deflecting some of those negative vibes. Number 2. Reframe your thinking. Ever notice how our thoughts can be like those echo chambers, repeating the same negative stuff over and over again? Well, it's time to bust out the wrecking ball. When those pesky doubts creep in, challenge them head on. Ask yourself if there's another way to look at the situation. Are you catastrophizing? Are you jumping to conclusions? Remember, your thoughts aren't facts, they're just interpretations. Number 3. Practice self-care like a pro. You wouldn't drive your car without checking the oil, right? So why neglect yourself during tough times? Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good, and spend time doing things that bring you joy. Number 4. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. When we're struggling, reaching out to loved ones can make a world of difference. Talk about what's going on, share your feelings, and let them know you need support. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. And lastly, number 5, find your purpose. This doesn't have to be some grand, life-altering mission. It could be something as simple as helping a friend, volunteering in your community, or pursuing a hobby that ignites your passion. Finding meaning and purpose can give us a sense of direction and resilience during challenging times. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are piling up, your boss is breathing down your neck, and the coffee machine decided to take an impromptu vacation. Talk about a recipe for stress. Now, picture yourself applying these 5 key takeaways. You might start by taking a deep breath, acknowledging the good things in your life, like that awesome playlist you've got going on or that hilarious meme you saw earlier. Then, you challenge those negative thoughts. This is just one day. I can handle this pressure. I'm capable and resourceful. You take a short break to go for a walk outside, soaking up some fresh air and sunlight. You reach out to a colleague for support and maybe even share a laugh about the coffee machine fiasco. And finally, you remember your bigger purpose, contributing to your team, learning new skills, and growing professionally. See how that changes things. We can turn those stressful moments into opportunities for growth and resilience. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful ways to stay positive during tough times. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by choosing gratitude, reframing our thinking, practicing self-care, connecting with others, and finding purpose, we can navigate those challenges with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to stay positive? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. Let's spread some positivity together. And don't forget to subscribe to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, Calm, Control, and Courage Daily for more daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, keep shining bright, awesome people.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.